Blog Talk Radio.
Redeemed, redeemed.
Praise God. Good evening.
Hey, Sister Carrie.
Hey,
how are you, Evangelist? Praise God.
I am fantabulous. Amen.
I
am fantabulous. And what did you say, Pastor E?
Let it flow. Amen.
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am. I thought he was going to introduce the show.
Praise God. Good evening,
family.
Your host tonight is Evangelist.
Family introducing. Women speak now and be heard.
Evangelist,
prophetess, coach, minister, Willette is here to bless the hour. And we are going to receive a word from her tonight. Come on, put your hands together for our people in the name of Jesus.
Praise God.
Well, welcome to Women Speak Now. And I'm your guest host, Willette Hurst. They say servant. They call me a whole lot of different titles, but I'm just a servant. Just want to tell you welcome. And I'm going to open up in prayer. Father God, please forgive us for any sins that we committed against you, knowing and unknowing. Lord, thank you for being the Alpha and Omega and the beginning and the end, Lord. Decrease me and increase you, Lord. Let them see you. Let them hear the words that they need to hear to penetrate their heart that causes change, Lord. Put your mind inside of my mind and your words inside of my mouth, Lord. Let you get glory out of this, whatever words that you put in my mouth. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Lord, family, I'm just so honored to be here. And first of all, I want to give honor where honor's due. Pastor E, I thank you for believing in me when I didn't even believe in myself and giving me the opportunity to bless others. And I thank you, Sister Terry, for your faithfulness. I appreciate everything that you do for the Now Ministry, and I appreciate everything that you do for all of us in ministry. You are truly what we call family. So today, if I had to give it a title, I would say that you were built for such a time as this. You were built for such a time as this. And I want to go to Romans, and I know all of us have this. We know this word frontwards and backwards. But I want to, like Coach would tell us to muse on this word or meditate on this word. But I want you to really feel it, because the day and time that we are, the tribulations and all the problems, the pandemic and everything that's going on right now, and everybody's getting ready to walk out of their houses and stuff, but people are so excited for everything to be open. But I want to set up your expectations of what's going to happen when everybody is open, when everybody has gotten, the people that have gotten their vaccine and they walked out to the world. The world is different. People say they want to go back to normal, but normal was broken. So I want to go to Romans 5, faith triumphs in trouble. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into his grace, in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has given to us. So that was Romans 5, verses 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Today, like I said before, in tribulation, we as Christians, we are the people that are still here. We have work to do in the kingdom. We have work to do, like I always say, in our jobs. We have work to do, especially since the churches, the doors have been closed, because like the word of God says, we are the church. And I know we say a lot of stuff cliche and everything like that, but when the people that are coming out of the pandemic right now, they need you more and they need me more than ever before. They can't depend on their jobs. They can't depend on their 401k. We could give them scriptures, but if we give them scriptures and we don't have the heart of God or the Holy Spirit or the love for people, we are shooting blanks at people with words. And we don't have the heart of God behind him. Remember where he brought us from. Right now, he's going to use you more than ever. You have to be that willing vessel. No matter what you've been through, he needs you in this day and time because he built you for this time right now. You're going to go to people and you're going to try to tell them the word of God, and they were going to be like, I lost my job. I lost family members. I lost the head of the people in my family. I've lost my mother. I've lost my father. I've lost this person. I've lost that person. How you going to tell me about God? Where was God during this pandemic? How are you going to answer? If you don't know firsthand how to respond to people when they've lost everything, we can say hallelujah, praise the Lord when you got money in your bank account. You can say hallelujah, praise the Lord when you got everything going for you, when you got a car, when you got a job, when you got a roof over your head. But how do you minister to somebody when you say, I don't have nothing? At my job today, it breaks my heart to hear the stories that's going on right now. A lady called to represent a man. He's 95 years old, and he was in a homeless shelter. We have so much ministry now, people, for us to rise up and go serve them everywhere. Our children are hurting. Our families are hurting. It's time now to pour out like never before. Not on your overflow. Don't pour out of your overflow. Pour out from your lack. Pour out from your brokenness. Pour out from where God has brought you from. A lot of times we don't want to go back to we get saved, and we so dang saved that we ain't no earthly good. We so saved that we can't go back from the hood where we got delivered from. Pastor E, you go to the hood. You go and you save people and you impact lives. You about our Father's business, and that's what it's all about. If he delivered you from the hood, why can't you go back and bring somebody else out with you? If he delivered you from prostitution, if he delivered you from the reason why he brought you out of it so you can go back in, because if I've never been on drugs, if I've never been anything, they're not going to listen to me. But if you've been through it, you can say, I've been there, I've done that, and I'm not, let me tell you how God did that for me, because he's no respecter of person. But a lot of times as Christians, we like, oh, I got mine, then you go get your own. That's a crab in the bucket mentality. Now we need to help each other, pull each other out. If you see somebody drowning, if you see somebody needing, they going down, they count one, two, three, give them a life raft. Don't put your foot on their neck. Go back and go get your brother. Go back and go get your sister. Just like the word of God say for the person that left then, that has less faith in us. We have to be those warriors for Christ like never before. But I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, if anything, when these doors open, it's going to tell who was really eating the word of God. It's going to tell who was really trusting God during these times. He's going to tell who was really being the church or who was playing church. Now is the time to see who you really are when you're naked, when ain't nobody else around. A lot of us have been so excited about Facebook, and we can't even have real conversations in real life. We real nice on Facebook, but when you see your brother and sister, you don't have no time for them. We real nice on Facebook, but we know that our brothers and sisters are struggling. We know they may be struggling sexually. They may be struggling financially. They may have some father wounds, some mother wounds, but yet they can't tell us nothing, because if they tell us something, we'll take it to prayer. We'll take it to prayer, but we'll gossip when we take it to prayer. Be that vessel that people can come talk to you and be open. We got a lot of people serving in church, serving in ministry, and they wounded themselves. That I was that person. I just recently, when God took me out of prison, just recently, I've been ministering to people and telling people to forgive, but I still have some residue myself. Did you hear that? I had some residue that I needed to clean up out of there for forgiveness. I was blaming somebody for something, and my perception was all jacked up because I had let the enemy get in my head and mess up some stuff, and I was putting too much power on the outside source instead of giving the power to God's word. We have to forgive people. We got to keep it 100, what we see, what we feel, and we got to get out of our prison and heal ourselves. And let God do the work and be honest with what we feel and what we're going through so he can use us to the fullness. Because if we don't heal, if we don't deal with our stuff, and we all got our stuff, we all got our thing. My thing ain't your thing and your thing ain't my thing. And we got to fix our thing before we can get used. We have to fix our thing because if we don't fix our thing, my thing was, the part of the residue that I didn't forgive, it was keeping me stuck. And I always said, when you don't forgive, it keeps you stuck in when that incident happened. It keeps you stuck. It's just like, it keeps you in prison. I know everybody quote, yeah, if you don't forgive, you stay in prison. You miss your blessings. We say a lot of cliche, but I'm going to keep it 100. When you don't forgive, you stay where that, when that incident happened, where that occurrence happened, you stay in that time where that happened. It's just like when somebody go to jail, when they walk into that prison, they stuck in that time zone and when that crime happened. When you don't forgive, you stay there where it happened. If you need to forgive somebody so you can walk out of them prison doors. If you need to forgive somebody, if you need to forgive yourself for anything that you've done where you know you missed the mark. Right now, you are built for such a time as this to impact everybody around you. Not your sister, not your brother that's in church, not recycling the same Christians, but getting out there and reaching the people that audience that you call to. Put yourself last because God put himself first for us. Now is the time. Now that I got that residue out, now I'm unstoppable because now I can truly be that woman that God has called me to be. And I can impact more people for him, not for my name, not for Willette, but for God's name to give glory to my story for him. A lot of times we judge everybody by our lifestyle, what we do, how we walk. Do we spit enough scriptures? Do we do this? Do we do this? What happened to Jesus being the mold? What happened to Jesus being the example? Because we have grace. Because if we didn't have grace, I wouldn't be having this conversation right now had I not got the grace of God, had I not had the grace to wake up, had I not had the grace to get through this pandemic when God has took out so many people in this world. The only reason why we're still standing here during the pandemic, it ain't because of us. It's because he still have use for us. It ain't because we all that in a bag of chips. We think that we all that. We all glorified. We all holy moly, holy rollies or whatever. And to keep it 100, we think we all that in a bag of chips and find out that we just one Dorito. We are one Dorito that should be impacting lives on top of lives on top of lives. I just come here to say hope that I can help somebody by what I've been through, to help somebody to get out of those chains, to help somebody that you walk out of them prison doors. It don't matter what you've been through. It don't matter what you're going through. God will use you if you say, God, use me. I'm available. He said, you take care of my business and I'll take care of yours. Let him use you. That's why he created us. He didn't create us he didn't bless us with a house so we could say, ooh, baby, I got this, I got that. He didn't bless us with the car we drive, just to say we drive a nice car and just say that we have blessings. He wants us to be blessed so we can be a blessing. He wants to encourage and impact people, because if he could do it for you, he could do it for them. I remember when I was out there and didn't have no hope. I remember when I was out there and I was a spiritual orphan, going to and fro, rolling out the red carpet for people to use me, but I wasn't letting God use me. I remember then. So any chance I get a chance to speak a word, to lift up anybody, I'm going to pour it out, because I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I'm sitting here and I'm able to talk to you. I'm honored. It's nothing because of what Willette has done, but I'm honored to be able to be used to impact somebody, to empower people, to use my brokenness to say, hey, you don't have to stay that way. Hey, did you have a bad childhood? You ain't got to stay that way. I had to forgive. I have to say that I give honor to my mother, who I didn't appreciate and lift up to the to the level that she deserves. When I look back at all this stuff and you think like, oh, I didn't have this. We say, oh, I wasn't raised this way. I wasn't raised that way. I didn't have this and I had that. And somebody had to give me a reality pill. Had my mother not sacrificed her life for me, had my mother now show me what it is to live a better life, to be able to go and talk to anybody, no matter what color, no matter what nationality, but to, as long as people respect me, that I can have a conversation with them. The Word of God said, give honor where due. I kept thinking the world was telling me that my life was messed up. I grew up this way. I grew up that way. I didn't have this. I didn't look like that. The world said I was supposed to be 125 pounds. And I tell you, I know people have heard me say, that was my birth weight. We look at what we don't have. But people today, with family, please, what I want you to do today is, what do you have? God said you're going to do more with less. What do you have now that you can use to impact everybody that you come in contact with? What do you have left that you can help that young person get out of their prison? Because now, right now, with our young people, everybody says, oh, that generation, that generation, that generation. When they turn 18, the world tells them they are adults. And any adult know, like right now, especially now, can you jump through all these hoops that the world wants you to jump through? I barely can do it, and I know I'm working with some stuff. Them young boys that don't have the father, if you got time, give them a word. Show them a skill. Speak life into their brokenness. If you see young girls in around you, tell them how beautiful they are. Tell them how to have confidence. Speak life into them, because they're killing off each other, one by one, one by one. They're having babies. The kids' fathers is killing the women off. The kids are in foster care system. There's so much going on that we were built to impact. It's not about having this church and that church and fighting each other and not impacting each other. It's about standing for the Word of God and standing with all power and might, and use what you have left. Use what you have left to empower, edify, and encourage somebody, somewhere. People need just a little glimmer of hope. That smile you have, that kind word just to say hi, or somebody to say, bruh, I see you. Sis, I see you. I know you're trying. Don't give up. Keep going. God said we're going to get to the other side, but he don't say how we going to get there. He don't say that you may lose a child, you may lose your home, you may lose this, you may lose everything. But he does say you're going to get to the other side. Use what you have left because you are built for this. You are built for such a time as this. Don't let the devil lie to you. I let him play some games with me. I was having a lot of bipolar Christian moments. But I know who I am in God. I know that I am one of God's greatest miracles. I know that everything that happened in my life happened for me, not to me. I know that I have a certain audience that I need to reach. I know that until I leave this world, I'm a reach who he wants me to reach. I just came here today to encourage you to keep going. If you lost everything, keep going. If you lost your job, keep going. He got something greater for you. If you lost your 401k, keep going. Now it's time for you to maybe create your passion, working in your purpose, doing your own business. A lot of times we're glad about these jobs and you work 35 years and you give them 35 years of your life. You can make you can always make more money, but you can never make more life. God has the best retirement plan in the world, but he has job requirements. Just like when on our job, they have requirements. You know, when they give you this title, this is your job title. This is the position you apply for. This is the position we hired you for, and this is what you're supposed to be doing. God said that too. Because when he created you, when you was in your mother's womb, there was a position that he had for you, and only you can fill it. With that book, only you can write it. He gave you the only thing that you could do to impact people, and can't nobody else do it because it got to have your DNA on it. It got to look like you. He created that for that job description just for you. Yeah, we get off track. We get off road. It can be crooked. We can have some accidents along the way. But just jump back on that road and go back because that position is still waiting for you to fulfill it. You are built for such a time as this. The time is now. We don't know what the hour brings. We don't know, but when that door opens from the pandemic, you got to be ready because what it's going to say is, what did you do on downtime now that it's going to be game time? Those doors are going to be open. You got kids that have been sitting behind the computer and they sitting there with their parents that don't have a clue about the education. They don't know. They ain't been in school. They don't know the stuff that these kids are learning. Before the kids went into the pandemic, they had no social skills. Now they've been in home almost a year behind the computer, and they don't have no social skills. Our kids are killing themselves at high numbers. Those parents are coming out. They've been in that house for almost a year, and they have lost everything. And they ain't going to need you to give them hope. They're going to need you because you're the only one that can do it. Because they'll listen to you because they respect you. Because you were built for such a time as this. Family, it's time for us to rise up and be those warriors for Christ that God has called us. To come out of your comfort zone because nothing's growing in their comfort zone. And if something that's not growing is dying. He didn't create us to stay and floss on Facebook. He gave us to get out there amongst the people. Yeah, we got the pandemic. I'm not saying not use wisdom. I'm saying get out there so that people can see the God in you. so you could change their life because they respect you. They know you. They watch you. They in your neighborhood. Even when you think people don't see you, they watch you. And you plant seeds, and you don't know that 10 years down the line, that was your neighbor. They come back, hey, remember me? I used to watch you, and I'm a Christian now because I watch you walk the way you walk. It's time to go hard for Christ, for the kingdom, like never before. You are built for such a time as this. No more Christian cliches. No more watered-down words. No more recycling Christians no more, but doing the work that God has equipped you for and trained you for to win souls, to change lives, to raise up the dead almost. You are built for such a time as this. Whatever you got to do it, if you got some housekeeping in your house, your body, then do it. Because you got work to do. And until you take your last breath, you got work to do. That's it, Pastor. Minister Terry.
Praise God. My God. Can you hear me, my sister? My beautiful.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. You know what? I always look forward to every fifth Thursday because you encourage, you inspire. And I'm telling you, like you said, we're built for this. And I was saying, Lord, she's speaking to me. I'm telling you, I've been like pandemic. I'd be like, Lord, this thing ain't nice because, you know, breathing in the mask gets me. But I know.
Yeah.
God said,
me too.
He telling me, be patient. Be patient, child. It's coming. He's telling me,
be
and I'm
ready.
Listening to him, you know. Be ready.
Be
you
ready.
Know, in season and out season. But what a word. What a word. And I just heard it in your heart. I could feel it. Oh, Jesus. I was saying, my God. My God, my sister. I'm telling you, I look forward to that fifth Thursday when you come on, my sister, because you come from the hip. You keep it real. You don't water it down. You just keep it real. Like you said, where's the love? Where's the love one to another? You know, people need hope. They said faith, hope, faith, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And like you said, in this time, there's a lot of people, we don't know if they need him. Some people look all right on the inside, outside. But sometimes they can
broken.
Be crushed on the inside.
Woo!
Crushed on the inside. And sometimes, you know, like you said, if we're on Facebook, you got to pay attention to the words they're putting. Some of them are acting out on Facebook. Some of them are crying out. Because I know before my spirit was dragged and needed something, Pastor, you reach out to me on Facebook. You can read just sometimes on words, too.
Oh,
but
yeah,
glory to
I
God.
Can.
Yeah, glory to God for him using you tonight because you always bring a good and timely word. Amen?
No.
We
God
love
be the
you
glory. Cause...
Yes. All the glory. Amen. My God, still there? Because, you know, I wanted to see if the evangelist will let our sister, our family. I wanted to see if Pastor E could open the lines because, you know, this is his special day, his birthday.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
I'm not going to reverse you. But, he, you know, this is his special day. So, Pastor E, are you still on the line, brother?
I did not know it was his birthday.
Yes, I'm on
wait,
the line.
Wait, before we do anything, I'm going to have to do this. Happy birthday to you.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Pastor Fantabulous E.
Amen.
Yeah.
Happy
birthday. I receive it.
And bed overflowing.
Yes, thank
abundance.
You so much.
I didn't even know it was my family birthday. Lord have mercy.
Yeah. He's always singing happy birthday to everyone. So I know the lines, they may be on the lines. They may want them open, Pastor E, so we can sing it to you because evangelists have started it off. Amen.
Well, I receive. Look, I receive it. You know, we ain't got to make a big deal about it. But I receive about.
Oh,
I receive it. You
got
to celebrate me.
Come on, come on, bro.
Hey, that's what we do. That's what we do.
This what we do. Family do. This is your special day. You know.
Yes.
God has given us this day. Amen. Your day. Praise God.
Amen. And I'm believe me, I'm so happy. This is just a good day, a joyous day. And God is good, guys. That's all I can say. An awesome word, prophetess. You prophetess, evangelist,
yes.
Miss Fivefold. A good word tonight. And definitely, we gotta understand that because of God's strength, that we've all been given the ability to be built for a tougher trial. You go, you know. James said, he said, count it all joy when you go through various trials. That tells you you're built for various trials. Don't take it lightly.
Mm-hmm.
I was there with the young man the other day. I said, man, when all hell breaks loose, you can look up and say you're doing pretty good. He looked at me like, huh? Ain't I supposed to be rich now? And then everything's supposed to be peaches and cream. Now that I gave my life to the Lord, I'm like, nah, all hell break loose now.
Oh, no.
And what could have happened is going to happen. So be encouraged, everybody out there, that's what God is building us for, is that we can maintain our Christianity even going through situations. That's what people look for.
Mm-hmm.
When you say God is all this, but every time something go wrong, you always whining and crying. No,
yeah.
God is looking for us to be built for it, that we can go through it and still be praising, still be smiling, still be giving God all the glory, knowing that, you know, we're learning from our tribulation. So, good word.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Touching and agreeing.
Woman of God, go ahead, and I'm headed to the airport to pick up my daughter. So I'm gonna just let you go ahead and pray us out of here tonight. Thank you guys, everybody tonight, for joining in this word. I hope it blessed you as much as it blessed me, as always. And we look forward to the fifth Thursday of every year. So until the Lord says different, we'll be seeing you. When is the next one, Minister Pastor Terry? Now, Prophetess Willette, we have been given instructions to elevate and to appoint Minister Terry, no longer, but Pastor Terry from the Now Church California. So we're excited about that. And
Woo!
She's doing great.
Praise God. Praise God. Evangelist Willette, my sister, your next fifth Thursday is July 29th. And we look forward.
You always
Amen.
Remind me. You always remind me.
Yes. Praise God for you.
Amen.
So can Minister
Terry,
can you pray us out of here?
Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father God, we say
thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for using Evangelist Willette, Father, to remind us that we're built for this, Father, no matter what goes on in our household, in our body. Father, we can look to you. We can pray to you because that's where our strength and our power comes from. Father, we just thank everyone, all the listeners on board. And, Father, as the word went forth,
yes,
we pray that our hearts were open to receive and our ears were open to receive. Father, you said your word will not return to you void. Father, we pray it doesn't return to us void. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that we continue to show love. The love that we show is through you, Father. If we have love in us, Father, we have you. If we don't have love, Father, we don't have you. So in the name of Jesus, Father, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for using her. Thank you, Lord, for giving the man of God another year of life, another day to celebrate in Christ Jesus. Because, Father, we know if we're not in Christ
Lord.
Jesus in these times like this, we need to be in you, Christ Jesus. In you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father, I petition my prayers to you. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Ooh, let the church say.
Amen.
Amen. Won't he do it?
Yes, he will do it.
Hands in the air.
Oh, oh,
sister.
They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it was time.